Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Okay, you guys, ready? Ready? Season 5, episode 1. What I Did on My Summer Vacation and Other Stories aired September 7th, 1994.
Synopsis: Season 5 kicks off with new hair and new drama. Brenda stays in London, but Valerie moves into Beverly Hills and she's ready to rule up some trouble. Meanwhile, Donna thinks she's over David. Kelly is all over Brandon. Steve is already smitten and Dylan is down and out in Baja, California.
Directed by Michael Lang is back. They must have really liked Michael Lang. Michael Lang is directing and written by Charles Rosen and Larry Mullen.
1994. Four. What was the most significant thing in your lives, Jenny and Tori's lives, in 1994? Like, did you get married, have a baby? Can you remember?
You probably did one of those.
No, I didn't have a baby till 97, y'all.
No, but you might have gotten married.
Really? Oh. Yeah, I got married. How old would I have been?
Should
Can
I
anybody
Google?
Do math? How old would I have been in 1994?
You would be...
Yeah, I don't do
20, math. 22?
Okay, so yeah, I got married when I was 21.
What year? Oh, so you I don't have to Google married. It?
I don't know. Okay. Probably check it because, I could be wrong about that. But I probably got married.
Out here.
Either I was married, getting married, or getting divorced because those things all kind of happened real quick in the 90s.
Oh, maybe I should Google what year you did that TV movie. You know the one.
Oh, what one? Which one?
That was in 94. That was later.
Later?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then there'd be no divorce then.
Oh. Well, I guess you're right.
Did you meet Peter on a TV movie? Is that what's happening?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Got it. For those of us playing along that don't speak Tori Jenny.
Our inside lingo.
Let's talk about the episode, though, because it's way more interesting.
So this is the first time.
Oh, my God, you got married for the first time in 1994. On the 16th, 1994.
Oh, my gosh, you got married like a minute ago.
You nailed it. Good job. Wow.
No, thank you. Wait.
Is this the first time we saw show and then credits? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like what's that called when you do a little teaser?
Yeah, they do it on like other shows all regularly. So what I can't remember is that the way it's going to be heretofore?
I don't know. I think they change it up. Because I remember they did that maybe once or twice in the last season. They like showed a little bit of the show and then rolled into the teaser. I mean, into the intro.
Yeah.
The credits.
Or sometimes you get that up previously on.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
I don't know. The show just feels very different.
Yeah. But can we just talk about sort the opening credits? Like, how do you feel about that?
Well, we have two new cast members as regulars.
They look completely different.
Completely.
Well, Jenny, you're number two. Like,
I didn't even notice. Like, I did.
I wrote it down.
Overwhelmed by the look of the group. I wrote it down. That I didn't. I was like, what's happening?
Because what fascinates me.
I'm still number seven with one gone. I'm still number seven. Oh, yeah, no, I'm number seven. I used to be number eight.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Yeah, you're number seven. But what I was interested in is how far down Luke Perry is. I would have assumed, since this is number five, but maybe not, that it would have gone Jason, Jenny, Luke, but it doesn't. It goes Jason, Jenny, Ian, Gabrielle, then Luke, then Brian Austin Green, then Tori, then Mark, then Tiffany, then the Walshes.
Correct.
Yeah, I don't know why. That's interesting to me. I don't.
Well, because everyone was. I mean, probably because Luke originally wasn't in the first episode. When they added him, people already had their order. So
he had to
get in line.
Yeah.
But he went above you.
Well, I won't get above me back then. I mean, but he jumped Brian. Yeah.
He did? So weird.
Yeah, he jumped Brian. And does anybody ever get and Luke Perry? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know how they do that?
And Heather Locklear on Melrose.
Yeah.
You only get that if you're a special guest star.
Right.
Kathleen is not in this. I should have done that in the new things.
Wait, was she in the opening credit?
No, and she's not in the episode, and she's not anywhere.
When did she join as a regular? Series regular. Do we know?
Mm-hmm. And so I don't know that she'll be in the
people you mentioned, Tiffany and Mark?
Yeah,
those are the two.
They're officially regulars. Tiffany's new this season, but Mark was on before as Jesse, but he's officially a series regular now.
This must have been so exciting for people that were like Saved by the Bell fans who didn't know this was happening, and then all of a sudden to meet Valerie Malone and have it be Kelly,
right?
Duda, whatever.
Was there like a big press release before this that she was coming to 90210? Like, I don't remember back then.
Yeah, I don't remember.
There wasn't really like internet to spread
that. Right. There was TV Guide though.
And like Teen Beat. Do you like how she was introduced? I did not. I thought we could have had a bit more fanfare. Like, so they talk about her. The girl that's going to live in Brenda's room, which I still think is ridiculous. And we can talk about that because you just never say that. But we don't get her until well into the episode. And the intro of her is her back.
Well, but then she turns around and she's like.
I thought maybe we would have had her come down the stairs or just something a bit bigger. And now maybe they wanted to downplay it. But they talk about the girl in Brenda's room. I don't know. I just thought, I would have done that differently.
Yeah, it wasn't a big moment.
I was upset we didn't see her at the airport. Like, what the frick was the point of going to the airport and doing all those scenes at the airport?
Right. I thought she should come off the plane.
Yeah.
I wish they had alluded to something that maybe Brenda didn't go, she was coming back, or would that be a real disappointment to the fans? A setup, and then she turned, you see brown hair.
That's the girl. Because I thought that Brenda was coming back in the beginning of the episode because mommy was making up her room for her. And she wanted it to look cozy, she said.
Oh, If they were smart, they would have filmed that last scene with Shannon and Luke two ways. So it kept going. Mm-hmm. So you like played a little bit of that. Like, how did that pan out?
We should have been running the show.
And that could have been a flashback. We should have.
So what did you all think of the subtle dig that I interpreted as a subtle dig when Brandon and David are walking and he casually says, oh, she's staying in London. At this rate, we may never see her again. And then David gives the...
Yeah, there were
that's a dig, you guys. That is a dig.
It didn't feel like a dig. Mm-hmm. It just felt like addressing it in a passive-aggressive way.
Passive-aggressive. So
now you're speaking my language. Go on.
AKA a dig. Like, it just seemed they wrote it in intentionally. That's an intentional line that now we look at. At this rate, we may never see her again because we don't.
They're trying to like lay the foundation for what is the audience is freaking out. Although it wasn't addressed enough for me, who was like, my head was spinning. Where's Brenda? What do you mean she's not coming back?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Who's this girl in her room? Like, I needed more answers. I needed to see Brenda on the phone at least or something.
Yeah.
Don't think that could have happened.
Or a fake conversation where she's
can you do
like,
that
like they do on Sex and the City with Samantha, how they do the text to Samantha. Right. Mm-hmm. So they could have acted like they're talking to her and she's not there. I still think it's weird that Tiffany's in the credits, but we haven't met her.
You would have saved it for the second episode?
I would have. Yeah, I think I wouldn't have done that either because it's like, say that you are sort of like living in a hole and you don't follow magazines and you just watch this show, you're like, well, who's that girl in the credits? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would have like, or had her come off the plane in the beginning of the episode.
Then do the credits.
And then go to the credits and you're like, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, weird.
But fifth season, they had to do something big. I'm sure there was something huge in the press that Shannon was leaving, Tiffany was coming. There had to be something. So we got to get people to keep going, watch, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure everyone knew.
It's still weird to me that they keep referring to her multiple times as the girl staying in Brenda's room. Wouldn't you say it as, oh, we're getting ready for our very close family friend that's moving in with us. The girl staying in Brenda's room. Like, what?
They were trying to be mysterious. Can we check and see what kind of press there was?
Yeah.
At the beginning, get your phone out. Come on. I want to know, like, did they release something? Was there big?
The big one.
Like, cover story on 17. I don't know.
Like, and you would have been working, so it would have, like, been out and about, you know what I mean, in the magazines. It would have been magazines, like Us Magazine, Teen Beat, People, TV Guide for sure.
I feel like, okay, so you guys, once we went into this season, I started, like, everything was, like, came back to me. I think this is the point in the program where I start to remember everything filming-wise.
Oh, good.
Like, goodness. Five seasons in. Like,
well, tell us everything.
Yay.
You know what I mean? Like, of course, when we watch stuff, we're like, oh, I remember doing that scene, but it's not, like, consistent. This one, I was like, oh, I think from now on, I consistently remember. We'll see.
You remember filming the scene in the beauty salon with me?
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Where were you?
I don't know. I feel like it was somewhere on Ventura.
You can't say yes. I remember everything.
I came in back through the alley and I had to film. And there was something weird with us that day.
Me and you?
We were fighting. Which never is. Not something.
Why were Kelly and Donna fighting?
I don't know. But I feel like Tori and Jenny, there was something that day. I don't remember what it was. But it was like weirdness, like uncomfortableness. And I don't know what. Over what? I can't remember.
Gosh, I wish you could.
I know, but it's really weird for Kelly and Donna. And that scene was just so on them.
Yeah, it was so weird. And then, because were they fighting? Because was it that Kelly sided with David?
I just don't get it.
She would never side with David when he cheated on Donna. Like, that's not Kelly.
Hmm. No. Well,
thank God they made up right away.
Yes. Totally. And God bless those hairstylists because they brought them back together. You know what I noticed? Did you guys notice on Beverly Cannon Flowers, they put the phone number?
Can we call it?
Yeah, what is it?
So the number they put up there was 275-3372. And I'm assuming it was 310 because back then you didn't have area codes. Like,
what is it? 275?
275-3372. So
310. Or it might have been 213, y'all.
But if it was in Beverly Hills, was it 213 then or was it 310?
It's non-allocated.
Also, does Tori know her flashlight's on her phone?
I do now.
Boomer.
Wait, so Tori, no one answered?
I walk around with my flashlight on all
not
the time.
Not allocated. That number is not allocated. So it's it's up for grabs, I think.
I noticed they showed Beverly Cannon Flowers and Rodeo Collection, which I'm assuming both of those things were at the time real.
Yeah. Yes.
Rodeo Collection. What was that?
I didn't really notice your collection. Boobs were bigger.
No.
No, they looked like they always look to me. Did you?
I
haven't
done yet. Well, I thought it came in a later scene, but
which
in a
scene?
Later episode where we're at the keg house or one of them sorority like parties. But when she turned and walked away from you and Brandon and Valerie, like I had no bra on and they were bigger and no like baby tee under my little long dress. So. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they. I think that is. Yeah, you're right.
No, you know what? No. I got them done over Christmas vacation. Okay, so no, I take it back.
Santa brought you boobies?
No, I brought myself boobies, but it was a pain in the ass to go Christmas shopping. No, so not.
Okay, so Donna and David have been broken up all summer. Yeah, David, I guess was going on tour with Babyface, because that's realistic.
And humping Ariel.
And doing Ariel all along the way.
And getting crabs.
And yeah, and then she got bored of him, but gave him crabs, which was gross.
Really gross. Didn't
But
that.
I did kind of like gross. His video presentation of it.
Did?
I have to tell you guys something. I can remember being 20, so this is 1994, about 20, watching that, being in college, and being completely panicked about what are crabs, how do you get them, do I have them, am I gonna get them, like from your show.
Oh really? Well, yes. You're welcome. I'm
I had
glad
never
that
heard
we educated
of
you.
Oh my gosh,
I had never heard of them. So then this video comes on and we're all like, David Silver has what is that? And like, I don't even know how I figured it out because we didn't have the internet. So I must have
crabs, you guys. I can't.
Do you remember when Waterman got crabs? Our makeup artist. Do you remember this story?
No.
And he didn't know what it was. And so what's the flea and tick killer?
No.
Raid. He sprayed it down there. And no. He almost burnt his nuts off.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important, don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Want to temporarily restore definition in your jawline where it's been lost over time? With Juvederm Volux XC, you can get a non-surgical jawline treatment that adds volume for a smooth contour and to reduce the appearance of jowls in one in-office treatment with little downtime. Juvederm Volux XC injectable gel is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
With the weather getting warmer, finally, it is time for a wardrobe refresh.
And when I want to update my style without breaking the bank, I turn to Quince.
They offer premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30.
And washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They partner directly with top factories, so Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to you.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
I use the hoop earrings I ordered from Quince all the time.
And basically live in the slippers that I ordered on their website. The prices and quality are so worth it.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/90210 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/90210 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/90210.
Wait, before we move on, also, can we talk about how in the flashback, one of you says, get a life?
Yeah, Kelly does to Donna. She would never say that. Like, my boyfriend just cheated on me. I don't know.
It doesn't make life. Sense.
That was like a total saying we all
Wait,
said.
Wait, can then. I just ask you a question about crabs? One last thing about crabs.
Yeah.
Even if you have safe sex with a condom, you can still get crabs, right?
Yeah, that's
it's
why they're
like
so,
the areas touching.
It's like, in
the
pubes. it's like lice.
Blah. So gross. I've never had that either.
That's why this show was so traumatizing to like an average college person. I was like, what is that? What is that?
I didn't feel like it was like clear. Like we know now because we know what crabs are. But as a teenager, it was so quick and there were real crabs crawling on rocks. So I didn't know if people really made the connection between.
Yes, they did. Because I was so traumatized. I remember being like, what is that? What does that mean?
So gross. Ugh.
And then I kind of think I asked around, and I guess it's not really that prevalent, maybe. I
think it's that haircut. You get crabs if you have greasy man bangs.
Wait, can we talk about Brandon's facial pubes? Like, it's... I can't.
It's a little large.
It's a drawing. It's what you draw on some on a you draw a face Why and you do that or somebody's that? Picture
How
like a mocking
is this
thing.
Go on.
Was he doing a movie or something? And that's what he had. Was that it? Was a choice or he had to like
Billy Bat.
He looked comical. Hot, but the face hair that. Was a little much. Was I don't good. Know. It was weird to just open on Kelly and Brandon in bed again and not have any like. Romance, not have any court, like
they're making it seem like just sex, but it's not. They're like meant to be.
No, they're fully together. They've been traveling with the Walshes and they're having family dinners and the whole thing.
I do like your banter with him, though. It's so cool and sweet and just authentic. And I like Kelly with him.
Yeah, I do too. I like Kelly already in season five mm-hmm. way more than I did in season four. Like, she just seems happier.
Yeah, you're fun and bubbly.
Kelly, yeah, she just seems like confident and secure and fun. And she doesn't give a shit what anybody thinks. Kind of
lighter. Mm-hmm. Much more.
Because Dilwig is gone and he's not bringing her down.
Yeah, it's very, you've been totally accepted in the family. It's like you're going on trips with them. It's all good. I also must say I liked your bedding, that striped dark bedding with the paisley as the, that was well done.
Very Pritz, very Pritz.
I actually was surprised. I hadn't remembered that you had traveled with them to Minnesota. Lake Minnetonka or whatever.
That doesn't seem like a dream vacation for Kelly Taylor, but okay. I, on the other hand, would appreciate a good Lake Minnetonka vacation.
I like lakes.
You like lakes. But yeah, they just, Kelly and Brandon do seem good together. I just wish that the storytelling had gone a little differently.
Yeah.
But, oh well.
And we, you are telling everybody now. It's not going to be a secret for long. You know, everybody's finding out. Mm-hmm.
I just think it's still so weird that they all don't talk for the whole summer. It's just weird.
Yeah. But there's no cell phones. There's no, really, maybe attached to the BMWs. No internet. Like, what are they going to mail letters to each other? Like, you didn't talk for the summer.
Like landlines.
But why is Donna in a different house? Oh, landlines,
but if you're on vacation.
Why are you not at the beach apartment? Did you move out and are you going to move back in or what's?
Oh.
You're staying with your parents.
Yeah.
Your parents' house.
They still have their house.
Well, because they were in a fight. So here's what my theory mm-hmm. on that. You two were fighting. So she went to Houston for the summer. Mm-hmm. She's back for a week or whatever, but she's staying at home because you two were on the outs. Okay. But now that you're going to be fine again, I think she's going to come back.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Well, I'm saying that like I don't know, obviously.
Wait, okay, go, this, LAX just gave me anxiety. Just filming there, looking at them film there made me feel anxious, like I was about to miss my flight, and I didn't care for it, because that was like the real LAX, but was the whole point of going to LAX just so we could see Howie Long? Like, why was Howie Long on the show?
So I believe there was something where the NFL was on Fox, maybe now,
oh, and right. Howie Long. Yeah, we was did the a whole thing with
guy.
Him.
And so I'm pretty sure it was Super like product Bowl placement. And,
but that was just like signed one
football
little scene.
And did he call Steve Freddy? I was like, huh?
Freddy?
I don't know. I thought he called Steve the wrong name at first. And I'm like, huh?
Who's Freddy?
Freddy. I don't know. I might
imagine they were so been scared. They're like, it's Howie Long. We just let it go.
Yeah. Who's going
to call?
Because you know what? He is a very large man.
And there's some picture of all of us with Howie Long, though.
How about the Raiders picture were in LA? It's like the Raiders were in Oakland, then they were in LA, then they were back in Oakland, and now they're like in Vegas. So they're not even, it's so crazy.
Dory just fell asleep while you were talking.
You're speaking
about that
foreign language to me. I totally, I was like, I'm out.
I just saw you go like,
yep.
And then was anyone disappointed when Howie Long's like, not a word to your mom? And I was like, oh, it's going to be juicy. And then it's just like Howie Long fantasized about Steve Sanders' mom.
Yeah. And then he was gone and who cares?
But he did another scene, no?
I only saw one.
I know, but he was at the Walsh house for some reason. Or I guess that was just like the picture we all took with him. Or,
was that on I can't set? Remember if I don't he know, comes something again.
We did something big with him. I don't remember.
He might come on another episode.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be fun. Okay.
Well, how about Steve devoting his love to you and telling Brandon at the airport, I'm coming home for the love of my life.
Ridiculous.
Too little, too late. Give me a break.
I mean, come on, Steve. We've already done this. Like, I feel like we've done this two, maybe three times.
At least.
Where he gets, but Kelly calls it out. She's like, yeah, every time he gets dumped, he comes back to me, which is sweet. And she handles it nicely. Like, but it's still just heart crushing for him over and over. You know who was in the show a lot this week, though? The Boom.
Oh, no. God.
I'm sorry.
Tell us where. Tell us where.
I hate when I talk about The Boom. But The Boom was even at LAX, y'all. It was in the house. It was at LAX. It was in the hospital. It was everywhere.
Are these flubs, or is this because we watch on bigger screens now?
Oh, you've mentioned that. Maybe.
Like, how could they have it in there so much?
I had a big screen TV in 1994.
No, but just wasn't thin. Amy was telling us how it's different now.
Well, because it's square. Back then, the TVs were like square. So then when it went to rectangle, I don't know.
But that would cut off the top, I would think.
Right. It seems strange.
There's no excuse for it. It's just bad.
There's no excuse. Mm-mm.
How about the traumatizing scene with the baby?
The Hannah flashback?
Like, what?
Why? Why did they not do that? No.
Really traumatizing. Right? Did they have nothing else for her to be a part of that we had to see that?
Yeah.
With the black and white flashback and the breastfeeding?
The baby's turning blue, code blue. I was like, oh my God, this is like not okay.
Absolutely no payoff other than for her to tell a little story to a complete stranger and never see that girl again.
Oh, and that once again, her intuition is always right.
But is that Gab's real baby, you guys?
I wondered that. What? I totally wondered that.
Why do you think that?
Well, because she had a baby having a little snack on the boober there. And,
right. Would you not want your own baby instead of a rando baby?
Not her boob.
Let me look. I don't know.
She felt so natural with that baby. I felt like, because didn't she just have a baby?
Yeah.
So yeah, it went through my mind that it was definitely her real baby, but like, I don't know.
You know what I wondered?
What?
Why is Valerie so tan if she's from Buffalo? These are the things.
That's what you wondered.
That make me think.
How about when she gave the
spray tans? I mean, not spray tans. Well, tanning booths back then. Yeah, they were very in the 90s.
So I remember Tiffany had a tanning bed in her house.
No,
you're right.
Mm-hmm. She's cute. She's definitely cute.
Super cute.
How about when she gave the wink and the finger gun? Did you guys see that?
Mm-hmm. When they were playing basketball.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, what do you guys think? Come on, you got to tell me, because I know you're not telling me. Like, do you hate Valerie? Do you like Valerie? Were you not welcoming to Tiffany? Were the boys welcoming to Tiffany?
What? You have to.
I'm not picking my face. There's like a little bump right there. What is
that? I can't. I'm so distracted.
Sorry.
Are you avoiding the questions?
I think she is.
I think you both are. Like, did you not? Like, were you like, why did they bring her in? What were you guys?
I was going to say regarding press, I remember Tiffany's like first day on set, there was a lot of press there. Like, they were doing interviews with her and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I remember it, you know, then, not as I would think these ways now as adult, but as a young girl, I remember thinking, yeah, why are they bringing this girl in? Like, mm-hmm. we're doing great. Do we need to have why is someone coming to fill the Brenda shoes? It just felt like, I don't know. It just felt like, I don't know. I didn't get it. And I was probably not that open to the concept.
Mm-hmm.
But it worked for my character. That's for sure. Because Kelly and Brenda, I mean, Val and Brenda never got along on the show.
You're Kelly. Kelly and Val.
Oh, right. Sorry. Kelly. You know that one. Kelly and Val never got along.
Oh, right.
Like, it was always like...
And this can be life imitates art again. Like, you never know.
And you know me. I was just like me / Dawn as usual. Like, hi, how are you? Welcome. Please like me.
And also Kelly.
Story of my life.
Also, Kelly's very intuitive about people and their character. And she goes off her gut and... You feel like Kelly smelled a ratatouille
right away. A pot smoking ratatouille.
Yeah, I just want her to know that they're going to smell that.
Yeah, I guess there's a whole internet thread about she rolls it with one hand.
Yeah, and those aren't her fingers, by the way, rolling that.
Oh, yeah, I kind of remember reading that.
Definitely not her fingers.
Interesting. I did look at the nails.
It had long nails. Yeah, had long nails rolling it, and she didn't have long nails.
Oh, right. I remember that, so, but she didn't know how to roll it, so that someone had to do it.
Right, right. It is interesting they didn't consult you guys at all about who it was.
What do you mean? That's not done.
Did you have chemistry reads with her? Or like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's weird that they just brought her in and dropped her in.
Why? We're just actors on this show at this
point.
But
don't you normally have chemistry tests?
For another female lead?
I don't believe so. It was not our place at all. No. We just did what we were told. It just was really weird watching Valerie in Brenda's bathroom like that. And then my overall gut instinct as a viewer watching it and being connected and attached to the original cast and to Brenda and to Brenda's bedroom, I was like, wait, I don't like what's mm-hmm. happening. I don't like what my eyes are seeing. I don't understand this. I don't like it. It's upsetting me. And that she's now going to be a bad girl instead of a main character that we love. But do people come to love Valerie?
Love to hate
Valerie's
her.
Character.
Yeah, love to hate.
Was anybody ever like how they feel about Brenda? Did they ever feel that way about Valerie? Like
no,
after a while.
No, because she doesn't stay all. She leaves too. Do you know what I mean?
She leaves. She doesn't leave.
She's not there at the end.
What?
In season 10?
What?
I don't think she's there. Tiffany Thiessen did how many episodes? Let's see.
What do you mean?
I don't think she stays till then.
Oh, and then they brought in Gina Kincaid.
Yeah.
Oh, Vanessa Marcel came in. That's right.
She doesn't even stay that long.
Why did she leave?
Why did she leave? Like, what happened? Why did she leave?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't there. I just, I'm a viewer.
That doesn't make sense. She would come in season 5 and then leave before season 10?
She definitely leaves, you guys.
And I'm just so used to the show, like, having the bad girls be guest stars where they kind of come in, upset the apple cart, do their thing. And then the group is affected by it. But this is a main character who now they're choosing to make a bad girl.
But very like Aaron Spelling dynamic of it all, like with Dynasty doing like, you know, Alexis Carrington, Colby, which is Joan Collins. And then it worked on Melrose Place, bringing in Heather Locklear as Amanda. Mm-hmm. So I guess they were like, oh, this is what happens. And we can now do that with this show because they've gotten older. I mean, it worked.
Mm-hmm. Amy, before you mentioned the fashion, the long dresses.
Oh, yeah.
Which brings me to my question. Why the heck was Kelly wearing Nana's dress to the nightclub? Wait, that was one of the ugliest dresses I've ever seen on Kelly Taylor. And then she wears it to a dance club.
We had costume designer change up somewhere in the seasons. I'm wondering if it was season 5.
I feel like it was.
Because Molly came in like season 5, maybe?
Molly Campbell?
I don't mind. I'm not minding the fashion.
Here's the part where we should probably do like our research before we do the podcast to say this is the season that Molly Campbell took over the wardrobe department. But that's not how we roll, you guys. We are in it with you moment to moment.
Yeah, I like it that way.
So I might be stupid. It says the internet says she's on for 6 seasons, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That would mean she stayed till 10. But I have no memory of her being in the finale or the final season.
I do because she was at my wedding.
Then am I stupid right now?
Yeah.
I guess I'm stupid. For some reason,
a brain fart.
We drank together off screen. For some reason, I thought she hotel leaves where we filmed the wedding. Yes.
In
she
9
was there.
Or 10.
No, she was there. Oh my God. I'm so easily convinced that when you told me she wasn't, I was like, okay.
Because because Lindsay Price comes and there are so many people that I do not have a memory of her being at the wedding. Forgive me. Please save your hate. Save your hate email. Once in a blue moon, I get it wrong.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s cruise.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars.
nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more.
Hosted by MTV VJs Downtown Julie Brown and Matt Pinfield, plus Lisa Loeb.
Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas will be completely transformed to take you back in time for nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, I'm Chris Harrison, host of the most dramatic podcast ever. I'm just like you, always looking for something interesting, heartfelt, and entertaining to listen to. You know, look, maybe you used to watch a show every Monday night, and now you have a lot of time on your hands, and you're looking for something new. Someone who's here for the right reasons, if you will. I've got you. Listen to the most dramatic podcast ever on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jenna Ashkowitz.
And Kevin McHale from And That's What You Really Missed podcast.
We are going through all 6 seasons of Glee, and we are giving you the behind-the-scenes stories of what it was really like filming the musical numbers and episodes.
It's been so special to revisit the show that changed our lives with some of our closest friends and to share some of the most authentic and real experiences we had together, completely raw and unfiltered. Plus, we chat with our co-stars like Jane Lynch, Chris Colfer, Heather Morris, Amber Riley, Harry Shum Jr., Court Overstreet, Josh Sussman, Max Adler, Romy Rosemont, John Stamos, Alex Newell, and Dot Marie Jones on the pod, and so many more to come. We have some exciting guests coming up.
And we can't forget the behind-the-scenes crew who made it all happen, our dear friends, and literally the hardest working crew in Hollywood, from creators Ryan Murphy and Ian Brennan to directors, camera operators, musical directors. We are sharing all of our experiences on Glee.
So meet us in the choir room at McKinley High and join us weekly on And That's What You Really Missed, available wherever you listen to your podcasts.
There was a funny point in the show when I think Andrea was on the phone with somebody. Maybe it was Donna, yeah. And she's feeding the baby, and then yeah. The baby burps. Did you guys?
Oh my God. Hey, Ruth. That burp wasn't a baby.
That was definitely like a gaffer's burp. Like somebody off camera belched, literally? And they just decided to keep it.
I'm so happy you noticed that, because I was like,
wait, my daughter and I literally, we just turned to each other. We were like, what is that?
Wait, there's a few things in this episode that I love so much. One being, our stars have SAG cards. Oh my God. And the other one, oh, you're a combination of Mariah Carey, Heather Locklear, and Cindy Crawford.
Yeah, what? I was trying to wrap my head around
that. I was like, she's none of those things at all. What?
Mariah Carey, no.
Nothing. I was just
maybe
like,
maybe Charles Rosen and Larry Mullen thought that's what she looked like.
Well, they obviously had to throw Heather Locklear in there because of Aaron Spelling. But
right. So Brandy,
the others at all.
Brelly, let's just call them Brelly. They're very comfortable with PDA, apparently. They're making out in the Doheny. Mm-hmm. Is it weird for you guys to, because I would think it would be, Donna just accepts that Brandon and Kelly are a couple without batting an eye. And I don't know. It's weird for me to just see them making out all the time now.
It's wasn't kind of like Kelly and Dylan in front of Brenda as soon as they were like together at school.
Yeah.
It wasn't weird other than Valerie with the stink eye. And so I thought she was,
because she's
she wants Brandon.
Hots for Brandon? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in the bathroom, I thought she was.
Wait, are they related?
Yeah.
No, they're not related.
Oh, they're not.
They're the cousins. Walsh's family friends. Oh, it's I not, thought she was they're not related. He's what? Her first, she's his first kiss.
Right.
So yeah, oops. She's got it bad for him. And she's really not a fan of you, Jenny Kelly.
I see where this is going.
Because she's okay. All stink eye at you. And then she was all flirty over the toothbrush.
And then she's going to go on to take all of our men on this show. Damn it. I just remembered. She takes all of our men.
Really? Oh. Does she take David?
Oh.
Does she
all
take Brandon?
All of our men.
Wait, Brandon hooks up with Valerie? I can't. All of the guys hook up with her? Well, that doesn't make me like her very much.
Does she take Steve too? Yeah, I think everybody. She literally conquers.
Him. Oh, ish. Well, they're gonna. Looks like it.
I think every single boy on the show. I can't.
Let's keep a track. Let's keep track. What about when they're.
No fear. She doesn't go for Jim Walsh. So don't be
okay,
scared.
I'm safe. I'm
that
safe.
Hug wigged me out, though. There was like a weird hug. I was
too
like,
close? Oh, too much? Too much? No, I didn't think so.
I don't know. That's just me. I think because I know she's so sort of dark, evil. Yeah, or like just bad like, girl. She's like
she's
a
up
bad
to no
girl.
Good for everything.
She's like, I'll take them. I'll date them for the credit cards. La, 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 la.
Yeah, or I'll just put on a happy face and dance.
Well, they wanted to bring her in, I'm assuming, as the villain.
Right.
But Tiffany Thiessen isn't really the villain type. She's sort of the fun, nice girl.
Right, which is a great casting move because she was the opposite of Kelly on Saved by the Bell. Isn't that funny? She was a Kelly. And
Alyssa Milano maybe would have been better.
We'll never know, guys. Right, it's not how the future went.
And I like Tiffany, but I never really bonded with Valerie. And probably why I forgot her in the last season. I just didn't bond with her. I feel closer with Claire. By the way, really, if I may interject with something crazy, I hope Randy is on here. So, you know, the guy that comes to 90210, his name's out of my head right now, but I know he has the same manager you have. And he comes on 90210.
Daniel
Cosgrove. Mm-hmm. Daniel Cosgrove. He plays the character he plays on Sex and the City. Oh, my God. Do you watch it?
No.
And just
I
like
didn't even
that.
I saw a picture, though, that he's. That he's going to be on it, though, and I'm super excited for him.
Oh, now? Like the new, just like that?
Yeah.
Oh, Randall James, Mr. Hollywood, Mr. Showbiz.
I'm here.
Randy.
Yeah.
Great job if you played a part in him getting that part, but did you watch it?
It's so great.
It's so embarrassing.
He loves taking jobs that are like kind of, in a way, make a fool of him, but he pulls
this
it
one
off.
Did. He this did one a, did.
I don't know if you remember him on Billions, where he. Did you ever watch Billions? He plays a recurring character on that, and his main debut on the show is him getting out of a pool from shot from behind, completely naked, and picking.
Yes, I do remember. Of course I remember that. Oh my God. Well, this one's the same. Can we, I'll just tell you guys two words and then it'll make you want to watch it.
Okay.
Penis pump.
Ooh. Wait, what about when Brandon was, he was saying goodbye to Kelly. Okay. Right at the end. And then he comes back. Well, first of all, before your moment, he comes back to the car and he, you know, basically breaks up Steve and Val about to kiss, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he says something so terrible that you could never say today.
Oh, I didn't even catch it.
What do you say?
I tell you? Oh, about, is someone going to ride in the front with me?
Yeah, yeah. He says, I change my name to Jeeves?
Because it's like, that the what? Butler's name?
Isn't that like there's moments like that where you're like, oh my God, I can't believe you say things like that.
Yeah. And that was there's always a cringe.
You guys, when Kelly gets up and walks into the beach apartment and hears something and looks back, I was scared.
It was a bit scary.
Because she was alone. She lives in that beach apartment by herself at this moment.
Who'd you think was coming?
I don't know. Murder? I thought, no, I was getting excited. Maybe a serial killer is coming on the show.
Or a stalker, one of your like things that are about to happen.
Yeah. It's a whole new 90210.
Yeah,
this is when it all starts happening. Like,
but Dylan is
women
so
in distress.
He's so drunk and he's so bad and he's so hot.
He's like
all
a
at
hot
the same time
lifeguard hobo man. Like, I don't know. He's like,
wait, say like that again. You can't say
like
that.
He's like a hot lifeguard. I don't know.
Creeper.
Yeah. Edit out hobo.
We didn't really talk
about. He
looks
like
about
James, like a unhomed James Dean.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like it.
We didn't talk about his like broke ass. Like now he's so drunk and a mess and he
can't
no
even
money. And
he has to sleep on the beach.
And we find out that he saw their mug shots. Like when he calls the police. Mm-hmm. Their pictures are in the mug book or whatever he called it. Like, and you're just like oh my
God. Beverly Hills heartthrob to Baja Outcast.
Yeah.
And like, is he fully broke?
I don't know, but he looks real cute in his double denim.
Totally agree. Also, I loved his editorial comments to his voicemails. Like his answering machine's going off, but he's like drunk on the couch commenting to each of the messages. And it's just like, oh God, he's a mess.
I would have liked to have seen him a little more over the edge, a little more drunk.
Really?
A little more like he had just, you know, gone off the deep end. Maybe that's coming. I don't know. But
when his mom, Iris, leaves a message, do they have to pay her?
Of course.
Like just for that?
As a voiceover.
My God, jeez. That's
unless your dad had some deal with her where he could just be like, can you do me a solid?
He calls her and just records it on his phone.
I mean, hotline. I don't like
bat phone.
I don't like dirty, drunk Dylan.
I do. I kind of do.
Oh my God. I know that face she gets. She likes it.
Yeah, but Brandon's cute. Maybe Kelly will shave his face for him in a sexy bathroom scene in the next episode.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Hair on his face, what do they call it?
Goatee, terrible.
A goatee is what they did on the calendar when the boys, like, remember the boys did that calendar, all of the boys in 90210?
Yeah, of course.
For the girls. Didn't someone draw, like, an evil, like, goatee on somebody afterwards?
And he liked it, so he grew one.
Comic book villain.
I hope that goes away fast.
Same.
I don't think we're alone in this feeling.
Thank God.
But he's still.
And I'm ready for Casper Van Dien and Jamie Walters to show up for Donna. I'm ready for Donna to have some like
because
Donna.
Yeah, why are you pining?
Yeah,
looking at David like that in the nightclub and after what.
Leave me alone. No one saw it. I did it. No one saw it. I told you I was fine. And then I walked away and longingly looked at him. I'm fine.
I just want to be there. I want Kelly to be there in that moment to like smack you to your senses. Cut it out.
Oh, and at the bar with like the long cord. And she's like talking over the bar with the long cord. It's just like, what?
It was a good episode. What do you guys rate it?
I didn't love it.
Oh, I mean,
you didn't love it? Okay, so what do you, what number do you give it?
9.2.
Ooh.
Yeah. My people are back. I love it. Like,
I'm gonna go with a 6.
Nice. What?
Sorry.
I'm gonna go with a 6 too.
All right. Solidarity.
Oh my God. What?
Yeah.
What in the 902? OMG. Are you guys talking
about? Not prepared for all this change and not handled correctly the change. Like,
yeah. Like, just
I'm feeling left out to dry as a fan right now. I don't know if I can recover.
Like, I don't know what's happening. Yeah. I don't have my feet under me.
No, I'm worried. Yeah.
Guys, I'm not saying it's perfect. It's got its flaws, but it's still amazing.
All right.
We'll see.
We'll see.
It's juicy and we're getting set up for a lot of juice. Like, we're like, Dylan's all a disaster and Kelly and Brandon and Valerie or pot smoking Valerie is going to stir up trouble. And we got to figure out what's going on with Steve per usual. Donna, like, it's just like,
David's drowning in his crab soup. Oh, what?
Yeah.
What's happening? You tell us.
Poor Andrea is going to have a boring storyline, but otherwise it's going to
Why? Because being a mom's boring?
Oh, actually, I do forget about the one part that's going to come.
So. What's going to come?
You already know. We sort of know.
Well, they kind of lay some weird foundation for trouble in River City with mm-hmm. with Mark there.
Mm-hmm. Jesse. Yeah.
He's the bartender.
Yeah.
You're onto something. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You are. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Because yeah. Nothing can ever go right in somebody's life.
No.
She finally found happiness, had a baby, and something bad's going to happen. You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. It's very, very exciting. I will
give you
that. It's
going to
be quite
a season, yeah.
Okay, so this is your homework, you guys. Next episode is season 5, episode 2, Under the Influence.
Ooh.
I bet that's about Dylan.
I think mm-hmm. you're right. Mm-hmm. Or mm-hmm. is everyone under the influence of Valerie?
Valerie. Kelly's not tell you that much. And I'm just you guys, I'm speaking as Kelly. This is not Jenny.
No, we know. Kelly doesn't like her just because of the Right, I get it.
And I'm just here to be liked. We'll see you next week.
Tori, I love sword. I am Tori. Please like me.
We like you. We love you.
Thank you.
Bye everybody.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-
0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.